This is a review on Michelle Obama's book Becoming. I don't normally read autobiographies, but Michelle Obama is a woman that intrigued me from her days in the White House. So over Christmas, while browsing through BorrowBox for my next read, I stumbled on an e-copy and downloaded it. And from the very first page, this book pulled me in. Michelle Obama has a way with words, and this is beautifully written. I feared at first the book might be over political, but it's very well balanced between the political and personal aspects of her life. She tells us she's writing this book to inspire the next generation. She knows how important role models are. Her book is divided into three sections: Becoming Me, Becoming Us, and Becoming More. And within the pages of this book, we find a woman that opens herself up and her world to us. This book is very well written, with such honesty that sometimes it felt like you could be eavesdropping on her secrets. Michelle Obama is telling the truth of her life. She grew up surrounded by love and music in Chicago, a city that she loved. She went on to education that took her far. She has everything she wanted, family, a husband she loves, and now she's on to the next stage in her life. An autobiography that I really enjoyed. It's available through the library request system, and it's also available as an e-book and an e-audiobook on BorrowBox.
I'm a member of Castle Cromer Library's Page Turners Reading Group, and I would like to tell you about a book which I've just completed. It's called Big Sister, Little Sister, Red Sister, written by Jong Chang, who is well known for having written the book Wild Swans some years ago. In this book, we hear the story of the three Sung sisters from Shanghai, who for the most of the 20th century were at the centre of power in China. Qingling, who was known as the Red Sister, she became Mao's vice chair. Her sister Mei Ling, she had been the first lady of pre-communist nationalist China, and she was a major political figure in her own right. The third sister, Ai Ling, she became one of China's richest women. All three sisters enjoyed tremendous privilege and glory throughout their lives, but they also endured constant attacks and mortal danger. They showed great courage and experienced passionate love as well as despair and heartbreak. Jung Chang reveals the lives of three extraordinary women in this book, who helped shape the history of 20th century China. Although initially the going is heavy, I would thoroughly recommend this book for the insight it gives on Chinese history and society. Thank you.
Book I read over Christmas is called Crusaders, an epic history of the wars for the Holy Land by Dan Jones. It's quite a large book, but it gives a very comprehensive and exciting profile of over 200 years of the West's interaction with the Middle East. I enjoyed the book because I felt the author got very much inside the motivations of the various protagonists. Some which were divine and some less so. There were tales of avarice, internal divisions and internal conflict on both sides. He was also very good at giving a picture of the medieval mindset, which can seem quite alien to people nowadays, and also the interaction between the worlds of Christendom and Islam, and how there was always an interaction between the Middle East and Western Europe. And in some ways how things have changed very much over hundreds of years. But it was also told as a sort of a riveting story, like a novel that you could sit in and enjoy, so you wouldn't have to be a history buff in particular to enjoy it. Another thing I enjoyed about the book is the way the chapters were laid out, because it is quite a large read, but you can dip in and out of it. I wouldn't have read it all in one sitting. Now I read it over several weeks over the Christmas period. And it was a nice relaxing way of sort of coming down from the Christmas high. So I would recommend it to anyone, whether you were a history buff or just someone who likes a good read. It also shows this author, who I've read several of his books before, also writes historical fiction. So he's quite good at telling a story.
The book I'm reading at the moment is Revolutionary Road by Richard Yates. It's a really good book. I'm really enjoying it. I love it because it's set in the 50s America. And it talks about, it's a novel, and it deals with a suburban couple. He's working in the city and the wife is at home unhappy, and it's kind of all set around the age of anxiety in America in the 1950s. And I had seen the movie, but I didn't remember it too much, but I'm really enjoying the book. It's a really good read, well written, and I'm looking forward to more by the same author.
Hi, my name is Paul Nolan, and I work for Lochbuy Library, for County Library Service, County Council. So over Christmas, I was reading a book called The Way of Kings, which is written by Brandon Sanderson, and is part of his Stormlight Archive novels. So Brandon Sanderson is a fantasy author who would be very akin to anyone who reads fantasy, would be very similar to, I suppose you could say, Tolkien or Robert Jordan. So Stormlight Archive is what he is calling his big epic novels. So each book roughly can be up to 1,000 pages long. There is three in the series so far. The fourth one is coming out in September this year, hopefully. So the book covers multiple different characters or multiple different time frames. But what makes the book especially different than most books is most fantasy authors will usually build the world to contain their stories. So like Tolkien built Middle Earth, Brandon Sanderson has built a planet for Stormlight Archives Way of King books. But what makes him a little bit different is that he is calling these his Cosmere novels. And for him, he is actually building what's called a whole entire universe. So far, he has four different book series written in the universe, and they are all going to eventually tie into each other. So at the moment, there is probably four characters between all the different books that are starting to show up in each other's stories. Now, sometimes they show up under different names or different disguises. So to your average reader, it doesn't make much difference. But if you are someone like me who's really addicted to these books and really following them and following everything online, you do start to see the multiple characters start to appear and how the time frames and how all the different stories are starting to tie together under the one giant, umbrella. Now, there's not really much to say about these books unless I guess I'm giving away spoilers, which I do not want. I would strongly advise anyone who's ever read these books or who's read fantasy books to go out there and read them. They're all available at your local library. You can pop into Lochbuy, the city, Urlingford, or all the many other branches we have in Kilkenny around the country and request those books, and we will get them for you, and you are going to be in for one of the best fantasy series books ever written. The good thing about these books as well, that even though a lot of these books do be classed in the adult section, they are actually fantastic for older teenager readers to read as well. So if you're ever interested in them, just pop into us and we'll get those books for you.
My book recommendation is The Bookwoman of Troublesome Creek. It's a book written by Kim Michelle Richardson and it was published in 2019. So if you like historical fiction, this is a great book for you. It tells the story of 19-year-old Cussie Mary Carter, who is employed as a horseback librarian. So she delivers donated books and magazines every month on horseback up to the rural mountainous regions in Kentucky. It's set in the 1930s. It's a great story. It's very well written and very well researched. You get a great sense of Cussie's life, and particularly through the interactions of the people that she meets when she's delivering her books every month, you get a great sense of the characters and a great sense of what life was like in that area at that time. Another interesting aspect to Cussie is that she's the last living female of the Blue people of Kentucky, and this was a genuine family who had a hereditary condition which meant that their skin was blue. So Cussie is considered colored, and she's oppressed in the same way as the African Americans were treated at that time. So it kind of adds another layer to the story. And she's feared, and she's segregated from her community in some ways. And it means that it's a little bit tougher for her to be going out and meeting all these different people on her when she's delivering books. But overall, the book is really well written and very well researched, and I found myself googling more about the Horseback Library Initiative and about the rare Blue people of Kentucky, as I found it really interesting. So it's a book I'd really recommend.